Devin loves his job, but he admits the pay isn't always the best. Sometimes the rewards come in tips, not just monetarily, but in a job well done. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Devin Ross had just graduated high school, but he spent much of his life on the farm and ranch, guiding trail rides in Colorado and Arizona as part of the family business. He loves it, but he says the pay can vary greatly.
I get paid kind of a salary. It's like $50 a day. I work a 16-hour shift. You can do the math. That's not a lot. That being said, when business is booming, I can make up to $200, $300 in tip in a day.
He meets all kinds of people, including people who don't speak any English, who he must explain through charades how to ride. But one of the more memorable rides and smallest yet biggest tips he ever received was a father and young daughter who took a quick trail ride in Gunnison, Colorado.
As they were leaving, they pull around, they come flying back down in, and the little girl comes bouncing up and down the road, and she hands me a quarter. And that was the quarter she was saving to go play at the little arcade on the campground. The father kind of explained she had so much fun that instead of taking that quarter to go through and play a fun little game for about 10 minutes, she wanted to give it to me because she had so much fun out on the trail.
Devin's family operates trail rides near Tucson in the small town of Marana. He sees his family's business as bigger than trail rides, though. It's about connecting with people who may know little about agriculture.
Agritourism is kind of one of those industries that's a little bit weird, but I think we need more of it because agritourism, I feel like they're the unsung heroes of the ag industry because they kind of help bridge the gap between farm to table.
Devin says it's good that farmers try to share their story, but agritourism is a great way to get the message to hit home.
If they come out for a vacation, it's something they're interested in. You can slip them a little bit of information and they might not even know it, but they'll walk away understanding just a little bit more about agriculture.
Devin looks forward to sharing the story of agriculture with more people as he meets them via the trail rides. Traveling the Countryside, near Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.